There you hear the voice of Morgan Taylor. Hi, Morgan.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. It's great to have you with us. Congratulations on the Grammy nomination for Christopher Yellow Gold's Dark Pie Concerns. I've always loved your voice and also the way you play. Some folks don't know, I think you're from Dayton originally, right?
Dayton, Ohio, yeah. I'm a Daytonian.
Well, we have an affiliate in Ohio and a lot of folks around Western Pennsylvania.
Nice.
No Dayton. This is a great album. Dark Pie Concerns. All of the songs about food in one way or another, generally sweet things. Tell me about how the idea for the album came about.
It was kind of a reactionary, maybe. I've been playing Christopher concerts and putting out DVDs since around 2005, and one of my earliest I guess hits, as you might say, one of the crowd pleasers that I would play in my live show is a song called "I Jump on Cake," and it was by far the favorite of the show at that point. And I only had one album, and so as the years went on, I had a couple more food songs here and there, and those were also getting good reactions. And I was thinking, well, this is funny because all the songs that get the best reactions are food related. And I think there was at one point I had a song called "Pancake Smackdown" about Christopher basically running through the woods of Minnesota, sharpshooting with a pancake, stack of pancakes. these poor innocent forest animals. And I think here's what happened. I got a review. As a review of my live concert, and the person, it was mostly favorable, saying, you know, they liked it. And then, but the comment was, the only thing I didn't like was how much food was wasted. And if you don't know a Christopher concert, I stand there and I perform next to a giant video screen of my colored pencil animations. So all the food that was wasted was just, you know, they were drawings. It was all drawings.
You
and
fooled
I
him.
That was really fun.
Yeah, you convinced him or her.
Yeah. So I kind of took that as a challenge. I'm like, well, how far can I take this whole food thing? Maybe I'll do a whole album of food songs. So I had this, I had been accumulating all these song titles for a good few years before I actually finished what became Dark Pie Concerns. But I wanted to just sort of see how many different angles I could take on the food topic.
Let's listen to a little bit of this one for a second. Heading up to the Cinnamon Tap.
All right.
Picked it up right at the bridge, but this is I love how the song begins. It's "put away your juice box and let's go to the cinnamon tap."
Right. That ended up being a song about having a favorite flavor, and what if you had an unending natural resource of your favorite flavor, and then Christopher starts getting these feelings about wanting to protect it, like what if somebody else tries to steal this from me? And it ends up being a song about for being protective and possessive.
Mm.
So that was, they're all food songs, but none of them are actually about eating, per se.
Yeah, and there's one, I'll sneak in the beginning of this one. It's called "The Brightest Beef," and the piece of meat here is this makes up for not wasting it, because if anything, it's going to be used for two different purposes.
Right.
This song does a great job of showing the range on this release, too.
Dreamt I slugged myself in the eye. Woke up and that was my real life. Excuse me, I'm needing some chill out with me. Some people.
Gave you the idea for that song?
I think there's a couple things that I tend to give long answers sometimes, but I had my guitar in a special tuning, and I was messing around with the chord progression, and the first words that came out were "Bring me the brightest meat," but I was thinking maybe I would get more specific, and then I realized, okay, well, a lot of times we use beef for soothing a black eye, and I thought that was always a funny thing. It's always been used as a comedic device in films and TV, and I just thought it would be interesting to maybe sing about it.
It's a great song, and by the way, this is we're talking with Morgan Taylor. Right now, we've reached him at home in Hudson Valley, New York, in that area. And Gustafur Yellow Gold's album, Dark Pie Concerns, has been nominated for a Grammy Award. That had to be exciting just to learn about the nomination. How do they let you know?
Well, I knew that they were going to publish the nominees on the Grammy website on the morning of December 7th. So I think that's when they announced all of the categories that are nominated for Grammys. And I think what they said was that they were going to announce the big categories on like the Today Show, and then the rest of them would be published on the Grammy website. So yeah, I kind of sat there with bated breath on the morning and scrolled down past all the different categories. Is it coming? Oh my gosh, you know, and I could feel my pulse increasing in my chest as I kept going down the list, and I finally saw the children's category, and sure enough, Dark Pie Concerns, and I just jumped up and shouted. And my son, who was homesick from school that day, he wasn't sure. He's only five, so he had no idea exactly why I was running around jumping and yelling.
He's running for the brightest beef. He's thinking you poked yourself in the eye.
Yeah.
Well, he's got to be very proud. And how old is your other child?
I have two sons. One is 7 and one is 5.
Well, they must be.
And they've grown up with this whole thing.
Yeah, and you know, one of the things, and this is what the Saturday Light Brigade is all about, when we play music, we want it to be enjoyable by kids and adults, not just one group or the other. And your music fits that perfectly. I mean, the songs are clever. They're really well written and well played. And you can tell you've spent some time thinking about how to record them as well. Are you on the road much during the year, working in schools or concerts?
Yes, actually, I play on average hundreds or so shows a year all around America, and I have basically circuits that I visit on a yearly basis from Portland to Portland, as I like to say. And it's great, you know. There's several library systems I'm plugged into around the country, and performing arts centers, schools. I do a lot of workshopping as well, because since I'm a visual artist as well, it lends itself to have the Gustafur Yellow Gold Arts Enrichment Programming that I do. I teach cartooning workshops and songwriting workshops, or I do artist in residence where I blend the two together throughout a week. It's really been surprising of kind of the career that has come from this. It started out just performing, but it's become much more.
Yeah, and it's become your right livelihood. I think you've, at least for this particular point in time, if you've discovered a way to do something you love, you're passionate about, that I think fulfills you, and as well as those you're interacting with, and you can't ask. Well, I guess the only other thing you could ask for is a Grammy.
Well, there you go. You know, I have to. It's funny. It's exciting. I am in this moment in time where it's a couple of weeks before they announce the winners of all the different categories. So I'm in the brief moment where I'm nominated, but I don't know yet who's going to win. And it's a really exciting time.
Well,
I know every nominee. I know I'm friends with them, most of them, or have performed shows with them. So it's an interesting time.
Yeah, and they're all great musicians in their own rights. I want to wish you the best of luck. We're going to go out with the song Sunnyside. Is there anything else? First of all, I hope we'll find a way to get you to Pittsburgh sometime. I think people would love you here.
I would love to come to Pittsburgh.
Maybe we can do something here in the Children's Museum where our studios are located, or I'll think of some festivals and things now that we know how to get in touch. Anything else? Anything else you'd like to add that I may have neglected to ask?
The Dark Pie Concerns album is actually the first album I've ever done with an outside producer, and his name is Dean Jones, and he played a huge part in the tone and feel. The tonal palette of this particular batch of songs. And I think because of that, it has this extra special, I don't know what the word is, I guess flair, smoothness. It was nice to have somebody as a sounding board and someone else to contribute. And basically having someone to tell me, don't do that, do this. It made all the difference. It's the first album that I've put out when I'm actually not tired of it by the time it comes out, you know, because you work on them so long.
Well, and I can tell you it still sounds like you, having listened to all the albums of yours that have preceded
right.
it. So,
and it's cool. I'm listening to these as they play. I'm listening to the song through my phone. And it's almost like hearing it on an AM radio, because it's just one little speaker. And it's like, that to me, that's the greatest test, is when you put it through a single mono speaker. And if it sounds good, then you did something right.
Well, thank you, and good luck. And thanks for being with us this morning.
My pleasure, anytime.